Hey y'all, and welcome back to Honey Sex Talk. It's your girl Honey, as always. Hope you guys had like a good Christmas and a good New Year's. If you got wasted, crazy ass drunk, I hope you made it home safe. You didn't get, you know, in trouble, go to jail, none of that bullshit, and you was good. So today I want to talk about, I'm gonna give y'all 25 role plays that y'all can do with, like, y'all, you know, y'all partner or whatever. Like, even if you having like a little one night stand, just hit them with some foreplay real quick. Like, not no role play, but some foreplay. But if y'all, like, I don't know, if you thinking about fucking somebody that, like, been on like your radar or whatever, just try, like, hey, you know what, you know, I was listening to a Honey podcast or whatever, and I want to try these role plays and see what he or she say. They might be like, okay, fuck it, let's do it. I might be like, nah, what the fuck? This is the first, you know, it's the first time and the only time. I ain't trying to do none of that. Let me just get my nut off, you know. I don't know. But just, you know, just try it out and just ask questions. Be like, hey, you know you want to try this? They say no. Then fuck it. Just fuck shit. Maybe the next one be with the shit. Okay? People be weird out here. They don't want to be trying nothing. They not weird. They just be like super shy, like, they don't want to be trying nothing. They just be want to have the same basic ass sex. Like, boy, come on. Let's do something different. Like, fuck. Don't nobody want to do the same basic ass sex all the time. Like, I mean, like, if that's what y'all like, y'all just do y'all. But sometimes you got to try something different. Like, y'all fucking from the back. Stick the thumb in the booty hole. Not too hard, not too rough. Just a little, you know what I'm saying? If you don't want to stick it in there, just rub a little booty hole with your thumb. Like, you know, something different. Like, if y'all have a missionary, put them legs to the ceiling, girl or guy. Put them legs to the ceiling and, you know, make sure you feel every fucking thing. It don't matter if the dick is small, little, medium. You still gonna feel it. So, let's try something different, you know? All right. So, the first one is to pretend your boyfriend is a cop. Well, boyfriend or girlfriend is a cop. And you're trying to get out of a speeding ticket. So, basically, like, you know, y'all, I don't know if y'all want to dress up. If y'all really want to take the time out to really, like, actually, like, do the whole shit. Y'all can go to, like, the Party City store, the sex store, the 99 cent store. They be having little cop, like, the cop handcuffs, little hats, like, little play jewelry, play clothes. So, you can not spend that much, maybe $10 or less. So just act like you're the cop. Like, hey, excuse me, this is you over here speeding and shit. Like, slow the fuck down. Are you gonna be professional? Like, excuse me, miss, you're over here speeding, I have to get you a speeding ticket. And then you'd be like, no, wait, let me show you some titties, or let me show you my dick real quick, you know what I'm saying? Let me get out the speeding ticket. They'd be like, okay, like, it should go like that. Or they'd be like, no, I'm going to take your ass to jail. What the fuck? And they just grab you real rough. And then after that, y'all about to fuck. Because, I don't know, I really like the rough sex sometimes. Like, you just grab me up. That shit make me excited. Like, goddamn. Like, woo. Like, take me. Woo, take the wheel. Take the wheel. Number 4, pretend you had a sleepover and you snuck away to fuck your best friend's brother or sister. Okay, so that falls right into sneaky sex again. Maybe just be like, hey, you know, I want to fuck real quick or whatever. They're like, no, this is a sleepover. You can't be doing this. You're my best friend. You know, you're my best friend's brother or whatever, or sister. And he's like, fuck that shit, you know? And go have sex and do your free shit. Don't be having no boring ass sex. You gotta, sometimes you do have to, like, kind of and live it up. You just have to enjoy it. Like, sex is fun. Okay? Sex is meaningful and fun. You gotta do your thing, man. Because you only got that one, with like, 30-minute clock, basically. So, if people ask for, like, 2 hours, I'm gonna do, but 2 hours, something like that. Sometimes people last 5 minutes, but that 5 minutes, you better go hard or go home, period. Okay, and then we have number 5. Pretend you are a student who's trying to seduce his or her teacher in order to raise her grade or his grade. You know, teacher sex, that, I don't know. I never got into, like, the teacher sex little shit, whatever. But, like, some people do, like, some porns I do watch, they be doing, like, the teacher shit. So, that's kind of, like, something different. Number 6, pretend you're a nurse who is about to give your patient a sponge bath. I guess, like, oh, no, wait, y'all go in the shower or the bathtub if it's big enough for 2 people. And y'all just have fucking shower or bathtub sex. Fuck it. Period. That shit sounds amazing. Okay, number 7, pretend you're a famous singer who is about to have meaningless sex with one of your groupies. Okay, well, if that's what you're into. I don't know, I never did that before, so I guess you just act like you a pop star and some shit, and then you, like, you know, your partner's screaming on stage, like, whoop, whoop. Okay, you're like, damn, okay, they really feeling me. Take them to the back, and y'all have sex. Okay, pretend you're a zombie. And you're, what? And you're having sex one last time before the world ends. Okay. Well, if whoever's into that zombie shit, y'all go ahead and do y'all. I guess, like, you really supposed to, like, act that shit out. I feel like for this one, you can dress up a little bit. Put some, like, a little green makeup on. And, like, do y'all thing. I don't like that one either. Number 9. Pretend your partner has been away at war for years and he's finally come home to see you. Well, off top, y'all about to just go fucking wild. Especially he been in the war for like a long time. Oh yeah, you about to go wild. That's not even no explanation for that shit. Y'all already know. Pants dropping as soon as you hit that door. Okay? Okay. Let me see. Oh, y'all, we on number 10. Pretend your partner is a masseuse that's going to give you happy ending. So I guess if you don't have like a little table or anything, you can lay on the couch and they can get some body oil and rub your body down. Eventually all that rubbing and shit gonna turn into some sex, because some little masseuses, oh boy, they really be like rubbing in like the creases of your booty and touching your coochie and the balls and stuff. Like, whoa, hold on. Oh, I'm getting horny. Stop touching me. Okay, number 11. Pretend that you just met your partner and you're going to have a one-night stand. That's pretty simple. Imagine if you really did just meet your partner. That shit is crazy. Okay, so that's pretty, like, self-explanatory. Pretend you're the maid who wants to have a quickie before the wife or husband gets home. Okay. Sneaky sex once again. That shit. Okay, number 14. Pretend that you both hate each other guts and are about to have rough, angry sex. Period. That's up my fucking alley. Okay, 14. Hello. I actually did that. I'm sick in the head. I'm very toxic. Okay, 15. Pretend you're a prostitute who's only fucking for cash. Okay. All right. If that's float your boat, you go ahead and do that. Yeah. I guess because people like to be like, oh, you dirty little bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, 50 Shades of Grey type shit. When she was like, had to get tied up and all that other stuff. Some people like that shit. Like, you know, say you a dirty bitch. Say you nasty. Like, that type of sex. That shit's crazy. I'll probably talk about that next podcast. 16. Pretend that he's a pizza guy or she's a pizza guy and that he'll let you blow him instead of babe. Or then eat the coochie or whatever. That's kind of simple. Like, hey, we all should really like have an empty pizza box. He or she should be knocking on the door. You come to the door with your robe on or boxers, whatever, naked, and be like, oh, hey, I forgot you was coming. You know, like some freak ass shit. And then just fuck it, give the head. Just go ahead and go to town, sloppy, wet head. Just go fucking nuts. Okay, 17. Pretend you're an Uber driver. Ends up fucking you in the back of the car. Okay, that's pretty simple. Go ahead and go to the fucking car and go fuck in the back seat. In detail, like, oh hey, is this my Uber? Yeah, okay, y'all just have like a little conversation. Even if y'all just ride around the fucking park for a little bit to really like play like the little role or whatever, and then eventually I'd be like, hey, you know, come back here and come join me in the back seat, and then y'all fuck, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty cool too. 18. Pretend you're a bored housewife who decides to sleep with the pool guy. So, I actually seen, like, a porn, like, it was like this. So, basically, it was the pool guy. And he was cleaning out the pool, what they do. And it was five of her friends. And, like, she was just, like, bored and horny as fuck. All her friends, they was excited looking at the pool guy. Like, what the fuck? And, basically, they all fucked him. They all fucked that poor guy. Pornos be so crazy. Because they'd be like, what the fuck? Like, whoa. Did he want to do this? Like, what the fuck? So, something like that. If y'all do have a pool, like, y'all can just pretend, like, let me see. The pool is the bed. And just act like you cleaning the bed off or whatever. And then he or she sit in the chair and watch you, like, clean the bed off. And they're like, oh, okay. Let me come join. Okay. 19. Pretend that you're the yoga instructor. Yoga instructor. And he or she are teaching you. Exactly how to bend over. Okay, period. That's self-explanatory. But that's pretty cool though. Having somebody like, you know, just touch you and bend you over and stuff. Hot body. Unless you're like a faithful person or whatever, and like if you go to yoga, they don't touch you and shit. And you just like, you know, control yourself. Number 20. between your landlord, between you're the landlord, and they're letting their rent. So you're gonna be like, excuse me, you're letting your rent. What the fuck are you gonna do? Period. Either you're gonna fuck me or pay this rent. And then, yeah, y'all had sex. Okay. Y'all, am I on 24? Okay. Okay, we did that. Okay. Pretend you're the mechanic and you need, like, your car fixed. So you can just be outside with the car, like, excuse me, help me fix my car or whatever. And they're like, okay, well, it's this, like, it's $2,000. Oh, I don't have that. I have, like, $1,000 and some good ass pussy or some bomb ass head or some good ass dick. So what's the deal? Come fuck me. Or if you want to be, like, super, like, romantic and soft, like, hey, you know, let me show you something in the kitchen. Let me give you a glass of water or whatever. And then you just start bending over and, like, squeezing your titties and be like, you know, like, come over here. Let me show you some shit. And nobody never shows you before, baby. Okay. I think I'm on 25, y'all. I don't know. But I'm going to give y'all an extra one just in case. Okay, pretend you're at a hotel and, like, the hotel manager knocks on your door and be like, excuse me, I get a noise complaint, it's too loud. You be like, okay, well, I'm sorry. And the hotel manager be like, damn, you're really fine as fuck. Can I come in and talk to you? Like, yeah. And then y'all end up having sex. If y'all really want to take it to the extreme, go get a motel for like 3 hours, like $45 to $60, and then y'all can really act it out like that. Like, if y'all really want to go like above and beyond, like, you know, it's just less than $100, like, you know, just to do something different, like have some different type of sex, like, you know, like y'all can do it like once a month, like every 2 weeks, whatever, to spice some shit up. Okay. And then pretend you're the model and that you're trying to go get a gig or whatever, and the man's like, no, I'm not liking what you're doing. And you be like, well, you start doing like some freak shit. He's like, damn, okay, this is what you want to do for this part? And then, you know, do all that good stuff, do all that freak shit, whatever, like, you're comfortable with or whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. Like, you only live once, so if you want to do some freak shit, do the freak shit. Don't be scared or think like, oh my god, he's gonna judge me or she's gonna judge me. Just, you know, give it your all and just make sure like you're happy doing it. It's gonna be fun. I didn't talk y'all ear off. And oh shit, okay. And if y'all want to like Google everything and like to be like, okay, where'd she get this information from? I got it from thoughtcatalog.com. And it's other little websites that you can type in, like, what are like the 50 role play ideas, or if you wanna go and see it yourself, go to some porn, like X videos, Pornhub. That's only two like I really know. That's kinda like free. Like, even if you watch like 2 minutes, 3 minutes of it, you'd be like, oh, okay, I got this idea, I know what to do. Okay, bye, you guys.